welcome to our Sunday Love Feast. Srila Prabhupada established many, many years ago to have our Love Feast. Many people are looking for love, as they say in my country, usually looking for love in all the wrong places. Because love is there. Love is our eternal birthright. We were put on this planet to give love and live love, to accept love and offer love. This is what we're here for. But unfortunately, since time immemorial, they say, we have been placing our love in materialistic things, in sense gratification, economic development, and so-called religiosity. Oh, that's all right. Yeah, it's all right. Could you turn off the soundboard? But that love has been frustrated because sense gratification has a beginning and an end. We don't hear in the spiritual world, we've never heard Krishna say in Bhagavad Gita, "Actually, you're not my type. Perhaps we should see other people." Or, "I think that we don't get along anymore, and this isn't working out." We never hear in Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam. On the contrary, Krishna says that you are all my parts and parcels, and I'm giving my love to all of you, whether you're reciprocating with that love or not. Krishna's loving us no matter what, called unconditional love. In this material love, the world, the exchange is conditional. If you love me, then I love you. If you scratch my back, then I'll scratch your back. And if not, then traditionally, in this country especially, if I can't have you, then nobody will. So many cases in our modern history and in the news of husbands and wives, when the situation ends, one person gets very angered or the other person gets very angered and tries to be the death of that person. That's not love. That's not love and devotion. That's lust and commotion. Real love means unconditional. Krishna loves us unconditionally, and he wants us to unconditionally love him. And in relation to that love that we give to Krishna, we have love for everyone else, all other living entities, who are part and parcel. Not because they'll give us some sense gratification or give me some benefit, or because they like the color of my eyes, but because they're part and parcel of Krishna, and we are part and parcel of Krishna, and we love Krishna, and Krishna loves all his parts and parcels. Therefore, this is the love feast. It is the love philosophy. Where else can you find so much love? Love in the chanting. Love in the arati. Love in the food. Who can say there's no love in Krishna prasadam? Sometimes people eat our food and they come to us and say, what did you put in this stuff? Because every time after I leave, I'm full of joy and love. They think maybe it's some drug or something that we put in the food to convince them. Actually, there's no drug. There's only love and devotion. The cooks are cooking. Ratnabhushana and his good wife, they're cooking Sunday feast, putting in their constant love and devotion for Lord Krishna and for all of you in relation to Lord Krishna. So in the food, there's simply love. In chanting, there's love. Who can say such a beautiful chant? We're not chanting some mantra asking for a new Chevrolet. My mother, she took up a mantra, Nam-myoho Renge-kyo. I asked her, why are you chanting this mantra? You're from a Christian Jewish background. She said, well, I heard you can get anything you want from the mantra. I said, well, so what do you want? What are you praying for? That you get out of the Hare Krishnas. I said, I don't think it's going to work. I've dedicated too many years and my mantra is stronger than your mantra. She actually got her Gahanza. That's like a Brahmin. She became a Brahmin for chanting, Nam-myoho Renge-kyo, praying, get my son out of Hare Krishna, get my son out of Hare Krishna. And I was praying, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Please keep me in Hare Krishna. Krishna, don't kick me away. Let me stay, let me serve you. So many lifetimes I've been serving material energy, material nature. Now we've come to your service. Please protect me and save me. Fix me as an atom at your lotus feet. This is the loving prayer that Krishna gives to us. The loving mantra. The Hare Krishna mantra is the love mantra. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, who is the incarnation of love, he chanted all throughout India this love mantra. He chanted Krishna, 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 hey. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my Lord, I'm my Lord, oh my Lord, oh my Lord, oh my Lord, oh my Lord. Help me. Save me. Protect me. Let me serve you. Let me worship you. Let me pray to you. This is the mantra of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And this is the mantra that we're given. Not a mantra that we're asking, give me a big house. Give me a big car. Give me a big boat. Lots of money in the bank. In Krishna consciousness, we pray Hari Bol. And the word Hari is the Lord who takes everything away. This funny philosophy is amazing. So many people are coming because we're not praying, give me a big house. Give me a nice job. Give me a big bank balance. We're praying, oh Lord, take everything. And leave me just with your service. Because all these other things I may have. Big credit balance. I may have nice vehicle. Temple Bhajan Band, we have nice 2007 Chevy Aveo. Not exactly the minivan that we once had. We had nice minivan, what do you call it? Japanese make, what is it called? Toyota. Super minivan, parked across the street. And it was on the film of the temple a few years ago. Someone came and thought, I would like this minivan. They stole the minivan right from the property in front of the temple. got in the car, somehow got the motor going. We watched the film. We gave it to the police. And they told us, let us do our work. Don't do our work for us. Of course, they didn't find the car. We found the car. 6 months later, all intact, someone had bought it on the street for a ridiculously low price. And the, Department of Motor Vehicle found it for us, called us up and said, this is your car, not his car. Someone had tried to steal our car and sell the car. So, unfortunately, by that time, the insurance company already paid me in full for the entire vehicle. So we went and bought a smaller vehicle with better gas mileage that no one would be tempted to steal, I hope. This big, big car, it was just inviting trouble. They were looking and saying, this would be a nice car to sell. Now the Chevy Aveo, Noah wants, because it's a tiny car and not worth what they could get for the other vehicle. So in this material world, when we possess so many opulences, so-called, I have a nice house and I'm worried. I know I lived in a very nice house in the suburbs of Chicago, Illinois, in a town called Niles, an all-American city. We lived in a very nice big house with a big backyard. I had many bedrooms. I think it was 4 bedrooms, 3 children in the family, so many bathrooms. But my father was in constant anxiety because it was a brand new house in a new, what they call, subdivision. And the sub pump wasn't working properly. And there was constant flooding of the waste materials that were supposed to go somewhere. I don't know where they were supposed to go, but they were coming back up into the basement. Brand new house, expensive house in those days, mansion, $21,500. This was a long time ago. 1960s, that was a big house. That was a rich house, $21,500. But the sub pump never worked properly, so the waste from the house was constantly coming up through the basement. And we were thinking, we live in paradise. Actually, we were living in hell because the sub pump wouldn't work. So in this material world, we may try to gather wealth and riches and opulence. Ato griha Chaitra Sitapti Vitaya. Because we're thinking, I'm my body. We're thinking this body is the all in all. It's my existence. I am this body. The university is teaching, you are your body. They're getting big degrees for education to learn about the body. I had an experience just recently, if I can tell a personal story. I had one little catheter in my chest for medical reasons. And somehow it got infected about 3 weeks ago. So doctor had put it in at Cedar Cyanide, head of the, vascular surgery department. Very astute, learned man. But the clinic that I went to said, no, we'll put it in at our place. The doctor is right behind the Fox Hills Mall in a little warehouse medical center. So I followed their instruction. I went there. And he took out the, infected catheter. And he said, "Who is the idiot who put in this catheter?" I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "First of all, it's in the wrong place. And second of all, it's the wrong size." I was shocked. I was thinking, this guy was the big, big gun. Everyone knew him at Cedars-Sinai. Very popular vascular surgeon. Very high post. And apparently he made a boo-boo on my body. So we're thinking we're our body. We're thinking we are these MDs. We're such educated people. That's why they say now in medical science, anytime that you're going to get some procedure, I think even if you get a blood test, go get a second opinion. Because you don't know who the doctor is. We put our faith in the medical science, and the guy could be making a terrible mistake. Oh, we put the catheter in wrong, and it was the wrong catheter. That catheter was meant for your thigh. We put it in your chest. Oops, I'm sorry. We had one beloved life member in St. Louis. He was the head horticulturist for the city of St. Louis, Dr. Prem Chand, wonderful devotee of Krishna. A few years ago, he had to go for routine. He was 52 years old. He went for a routine experiment called, procedure called an angiogram. His wife was a physician. I forget her name. Dr. Chan. Prem Chan and his wife. He was PhD. He went for the angiogram, and during the procedure at the prestigious St. Louis University Hospital in St. Louis, very prestigious hospital, prestigious university, head horticulturist for the city of St. Louis, while performing the routine angiogram procedure, somehow a bubble of air got into his arteries and went into his heart. He had a massive heart attack and stroke and passed away on the operating table. He had faith, just like we have faith. You get on the 33 bus, and it'll take you to Venice Beach. You stand on the corner of Venice Boulevard and the next street over, I forget what it's called, Duquesne. And the bus will take you 33 all the way to Venice Beach. We have implicit faith. But sometimes the bus may not take you there. The bus may break down, or some trouble may come up and you don't make it. You go for routine procedure with a doctor. Any of you who are nurses, are devotee nurses, they know there could be trouble. But we have faith. Therefore, the Shastra says, Natevidu swargagatim hi Vishnu durashaya. Prahlad Maharaj, he was a 5-year-old boy. He became devotee. He had heard the teachings of his spiritual master when he was in the womb of his mother, Narada Muni, Narada Rishi. Who was the teacher? Narada. Had given him the instruction, be Krishna conscious, Don't be a mundane person. Utilize your life for love and devotion to Krishna. And he told his friends, and he told his father, Na tevidu swargagitim hi Vishnu durashaya. People don't know what is the real goal of life, Krishna consciousness. I'm spirit soul, part and parcel of the Supreme Spirit Soul, meant to serve him. And therefore they're taking false shelter. Durashaya, taking shelter of mundane teachers and mundane philosophers. Therefore, he told his friends, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam, hear, chant, serve, worship, pray to Krishna. Engage in being a devotee of Krishna. Experience the real love. One girl told me, oh, I have a terrible chart, my astrological chart. It says that I won't be able to experience love in this lifetime. I said, well, what happened so far? No love. This boyfriend was bad, this fiancé was worse, and another boyfriend was the worst of all. Absolutely no love in this lifetime. But somehow or other, she was attracted to come to Krishna consciousness and chant Hare Krishna, take up the association of the devotees, and learn the loving sentiment, the prema pumarto mahan, the real goal of life, which is Krishna prema, the love for Krishna and the love for Krishna's parts and parcels. And now, even though her chart says, no love, you will have a loveless life, she's full of love. She's very loving, and she's experiencing loving exchange from Rukmini Dwarkadish, from the devotees, from Srila Prabhupada, from the people that she's giving Krishna consciousness to with love and devotion. Now her life, even though the astrologer said no love, her life is full of love and devotion. So Prahlad Maharaj told his little five-year-old friends. He was just a young boy like these little kids here who are making noise. And he was telling his friends, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, hear and chant about Krishna. Worship Krishna, isn't it, little boy? Chant Hare Krishna. Worship Krishna. Eat Krishna, prasadam. Dance for Krishna. And his friends were becoming very blissful. Isn't it? He's smiling. I know this guy. He comes to me on Tuesdays when I run the table there. He's always chanting and dancing, playing kartals and making noise. Krishna conscious noise. And that's our business. That we become lovers of Krishna, become full of love, and give that love to others. People don't know what is the purpose of life. They're thinking it's to find love, but they're looking, as we said, in all the wrong places. They're trying to find it in rock and roll music or in their academic degree, or find it in some other temporary situation. But real love is spiritual, because we are spirit souls. We are part and parcel of the Supreme Spirit Soul, meant to serve him with all of our heart and soul. And this is actual purpose of human form of life. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he went all over India and he chanted the Hare Krishna mantra and this nice mantra that we're going to chant together. The words are a little difficult, so maybe you can focus here. Little guy in the back, focus. I think you got this one. Repeat after me. Krishna, Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna.
Krishna, hey.
Krishna, hey.
So that's the easiest mantra you can ever learn. It means, oh my God, 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 oh my God. Help! What a good mantra. We all need that. Of course we don't go to God for mundane things. After they put this catheter in my shoulder, it was big catheter, 10 inch, long needle. Hurt me like anything. I was actually screaming a little bit. I figured that's okay because I'm a Brahmin. Brahmins aren't supposed to tolerate pain. And I went in front of the deities and I prayed, Krishna, this hurts so bad, please take away the pain. I got no answer. I went back the next day, Krishna, it still hurts, it hurts so bad. Please take the pain, can you help me? No answer. Next day I went, this is a true story, just 2 weeks ago. I went to Krishna, and somehow I heard a voice, I can't say for sure if it was Lord Krishna in my head. But the voice said, you know there's a 99-cent store, a little mini-mart around the corner. The voice said to me, you know that place? I said, oh yeah, I go there, I buy noodles and things. And the voice said, did you ever hear of extra strength Tylenol? I said, yeah. Even if it wasn't God, the voice was a messenger of God, a gift from God. I went and got extra strength Tylenol, took two, and the pain went away. Miracle of miracles. So we're not supposed to go to God for pain relief. His business isn't just being an Excedrin, extra strength Excedrin. Krishna's business is to give us loving exchange. So we're not supposed to go, but sometimes in our weak condition, we go, Krishna, can you give me some money? Krishna, can you help me with this situation? Krishna, can you? So it's nice. It's very pious to go to Krishna. Go to Krishna for everything. But Krishna's main business is to give us love and devotion and the transcendental sound vibration. Krishna, 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 Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna,
oh Krishna, 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 Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna,
Madhava Rakshama
Rama Radhava Rama Radhava Rama Radhava Rakshama
Krishna Kesava Krishna Kesava Krishna Kesava Pahi Ma
Krishna Kesava Krishna Kesava Krishna Kesava Pahi Ma
Ah Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So keep this mantra, Hare Krishna mantra, with you always. Keep the Vaishnava mantras, Krishna, 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 hey, with you always. Chant. One friend of mine, he was the president of the Atlanta Temple. he wrote a poem for Srila Prabhupada for Vyasa Puja. I've been high, I've been low, I got nowhere left to go. But I'm taking shelter of them holy names. I've been poor, I've been rich, I can't tell which is which. But I'm taking shelter of them holy names. It goes on. But point is, no matter what our condition of life, poor, rich, healthy, not so healthy, wealthy, not so wealthy, no matter what condition of life we're in, Krishna is there. He's within our heart. He's outside as the spiritual master, as the deity. The spiritual master is there to give us Krishna. Krishna is there. We just have to turn to Krishna constantly. Always chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and other Vaishnava mantras. Always be praying to Krishna, like this little boy in the back. He's always praying. I see him always praying. He's jumping, he's clapping, he's praying. And then he offers pranams always. Always engage, no matter what our situation of life. We had given class the other day and we were quoting one time then when Srila Prabhupada in New York City on 55th Street, when we had that temple in 1976, Srila Prabhupada was supposed to go to Tehran on the next day from New York. He was visiting devotees in New York. He was supposed to go to Tehran for a preaching engagement. I think it was summer of 76. And he had externally a very bad cough and a cold and not very good health, 81 years old, externally. And Srila Prabhupada was determined to go. One of his sannyasis said, Srila Prabhupada, maybe you shouldn't go to Tehran. Stay in New York and rest and relax and recover. And Prabhupada put down his sannyasi staff in the ground. It's documented. And said, I want the opportunity to fight for Krishna to the very last breath. And that he did. He went the next day to Tehran. And Srila Prabhupada preached the Sankirtan mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu following in the orders of his spiritual master till his very last breath, till he passed away in November of 1977, 82 years old externally. So we have such a nice opportunity. We are young and healthy. Prabhupada even said, it was the Mayapur Festival of 1977. Srila Prabhupada said, I am an old man. I may pass away at any time. But you are all young men, 1977. You will preach Krishna consciousness for 50 more years. Prabhupada gave the benediction that even those that were there in 1977, young boys at the time, Prabhupada gave the benediction to engage in Krishna consciousness till 2027. You'll only be 77 years old. 76. Who's counting? So, we have such a great opportunity here. Most of you are healthy and young and robust from eating Krishna prasadam. Teach people about Krishna consciousness. Give people the Maha Mantra. Give people Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Make your life loving and happy, and make their life happy and loving. So we're very fortunate. We'll close. We have some members of our band that have come from all over the world. This one Mataji came from, I think 2 weeks ago, from Venezuela. And Mikano, we picked up at the docks this morning in Long Beach. She came from Japan. And Oscar, of course, is from Seoul, Korea. He's been here for 6 months now. Little more. People are taking to Krishna consciousness from all over the world. What to speak of India? Bharato Bhumite Hoila Manusya Janmayar. So let us all chant together, all peoples from all over the world, the Hare Krishna mantra, and keep it deep within our hearts. We'll chant the regular tune.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
much. They're waiting for you at the feast now. If anyone has a quick question, otherwise, we are the Temple Bhajan Band. And if you have a birthday, a graduation, a wedding, a bar mitzvah, we're still looking for our first. We will come. We've been going for 13 years every weekend to different events. We'll come to your house and bring a festival with Krishna Prasadam and chanting and dancing to you. You can also come up and get our CD if you like, the Bhakti Dance Temple Bhajan Band. Thank you very much. Any quick question or discussion before Mahaprasadam? All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga.